I love to dance. I think most of life's problems can be solved or alleviated through shaking your body around to music. This theory has been backed up time and again by popular culture. From Footloose to Pharrell's Happy, dancing makes everything bad bearable and everything good great. But there was a time where my love for dancing was nearly crushed under the weight of competition. Like most aspiring ballerinas, I reached the stage where those who were serious began to compete. I was among the good dancers at my ballet school, and I thrived on perfecting my turnout and tendus. I wanted to be the best. I was at a big state competition and warming up backstage. I remember the smell of hairspray, the silky touch of pink ribbons, the lick of Revlon red lipstick across my mouth, and looking at my 13-year-old face, staring seriously back at me through the light bulb lined mirror. My palms were sweaty, my head fuzzy, and my heart heavy. I wasn't psyched up to perform. I was completely psyched out. I had been listening to all the other girls talk in whispers that my best friend was a sure thing to win. My friend was an excellent dancer, but I knew I was just as good. And I couldn't help but feel, if her victory was guaranteed, then what was the point of even trying? Why wasn't I being whispered about? What did she have that I didn't? I was stuck, cycling between envy and feelings of worthlessness. It was the first time that had ever really gotten to me. And looking around my life today, it's sad, because I see women experiencing this all the time. Feeling like we're not good enough because of the constant comparisons, measuring ourselves by others and wanting to be better than the next girl. My mother, seeing my distress, took me outside. I explained while blinking back tears what was going on. I can't remember her exact words to me, but it was the simple and obvious encouragement to forget about what everyone else is doing and go out there and dance for you. Letting her words sink in, I made the decision to do just that, and it felt fantastic. I didn't care about who was judging me or where I ranked. I soaked up the stage lights and threw my soul into every movement. It was exhilarating and freeing. I changed my view of my friends, and instead of seeing them as competition, I saw them as comrades. I supported and encouraged their performances. I will never forget turning my mindset around, my U-turn. That moment has shaped the way I now try to live my life, finding joy in what I do and comfort that we're all in this together.